Hey, it's Jonathan Potoshnik. The question is, 95% of businesses fail, and I'm concerned I might be one of those businesses, or you know, how can I keep from being one of the 95%? The odds are not in my favor. So I wanted to talk to you about why I think so many businesses fail. There's really a lot of points, so I'll try to get through them here as quick as I can. First and foremost, I think that, well, it's been proven the number one reason businesses fail is because they don't have enough sales. They don't go out and do enough selling. So guys think that because I'm good at what I do, people are going to hire me and they're going to like what I've got. And it doesn't work that way. If they don't know about you, it doesn't matter how good you are. They're never going to hire you. So unless you're good at sales and marketing, unless you get good at it, unless you get out there and spend the money to get in front of people and really ask for referrals and market your company, you're never going to get the sales and marketing, you're never going to get the sales, and therefore you're never going to have enough revenue to really make a good living or a living better than what you could have just being an employee. So first and foremost, the biggest reason anybody ever fails is they don't do sales and marketing. And if they hate sales and marketing, they don't get over it and learn it, at least to the point where they can be smart enough to grow their business and then eventually hire someone to help them with it. In the beginning, none of us have enough money to go out and hire somebody to do all the things we're not good at and all the things we hate. So we've got to do them initially. And it's good anyway. You need to understand this stuff enough, even if you hate it, so that when you do hire the person to run it for you eventually, you know if they're crazy or if they're going off in left field or if they're screwing you over or losing you money. You got to know that stuff. And unless you have a basic understanding of marketing or a basic understanding of finance, how can you know if the marketing sales guy you just hired or the controller or the accounting person or the bookkeeper you just hired isn't screwing you over? So I'd say first and foremost, learn marketing, learn sales. So put yourself in the perspective of your client. How do they want to be treated? How do they want to be sold? What comforts them to the point that they trust you and want to buy from you? Think about that. If you can solve that, you're going to solve the biggest problem that drives most businesses out of business. So next, kind of along the same lines of what I was talking about, finance. Most guys hate finance. I talk to a lot of people, and it seems like the women, the wives, the spouses, are the ones running the numbers behind the scenes. So the guys are good at doing the work. They're good at going out and doing the technical work. They love landscaping. They love installing. They love doing the maintenance. They love tree trimming, irrigation, whatever that technical skill is. They love that, and they're good at it. They're really good at it, and they want to get better at it, but they're miserable at running the finance of the business. They're terrible at keeping up with receipts. They're terrible about putting stuff in the books if you're using QuickBooks or some kind of accounting package. They don't keep receipts. They forget to invoice. They hate everything about that stuff, all that organization detail stuff. A lot of guys hate it, so their spouses have to take care of it, or if they don't have a spouse or the spouse is working, then it just doesn't get done, and it's a mess. But that stuff drives a lot of businesses out of business. So if you're that guy, fight that as much as you can, because it's going to screw you up bad. If you're not paying your sales tax, if you're not keeping your receipts, if you're not expensing the expenses, if you're not paying your employees' taxes, if you're not billing your clients, I mean, you're just asking to go out of business. And I get it. I mean, this is the boring part of the business, but I'm saying, this is a reason guys go out of business. This is a reason guys never grow their businesses past a couple hundred grand. And I'm not talking about a couple hundred grand in take home. I'm talking gross revenue. And so really work on that as hard as you can, as quick as you can. Get a bookkeeper. There's bookkeepers to be had for $25 an hour. And I know when you're starting out, $25 an hour is a ton of money. But if you screw it up, you're toast. And you're going to go out of business if you really mess it up bad. So quick as you can, just get some level of grasp of an accounting and understanding, some basic stuff. If you get a good enough software package for running your business, it's going to help you with a lot of this basic stuff. It'll make your life a whole lot easier. But try to have some structure and organization. So get your sales and marketing right. Get on top of your finance. If you hate those things, do them as long as you have to and then get them subbed out to somebody else. But keep an eye on that person that you're subbing it out to. Another reason I see guys failing is kind of that technician thing I was talking about. So guys are really good at landscaping and maintenance. They hate all the business stuff. They hate sales, they hate finance, they hate hiring employees, they hate everything about it. So they say, screw all that, I'm just gonna do all the work. And then they do that for a while, and eventually they're just completely busy. They're completely swamped. So they're working 60 hours a week, and they're making a decent living, better than they would have made had they've gone to work for somebody. They're pricing their work right. They've learned a bunch of stuff. They're making some money, nice take-home pay, but they're the guy doing all the work. They can't ever be sick. They can't ever have any problems. They can't ever go to a funeral or have a family emergency. Any of that stuff just costs them money and makes their clients mad because they miss the work. So it really creates a scenario where business life, yeah, there's some money coming in, but you really don't like the success that you've created. It's frustrating. The way to solve that is to grow a real business. Maybe you don't desire, you don't want to be the guy that owns the big company. You don't care about being the big, you know, the big guy that has a big house and cars. None of that stuff matters to you, and that's great. I'm just saying that really think about at least building some semblance of a real business where you've got some crews working for you, that if you're sick, if something bad happens, or eventually you want to take your family on a nice vacation and you want to get away, you've got a business that can support you. Think about it as your retirement. Most Americans don't save any money. Most Americans don't invest. What you've got going for you, what I've got going for me, is we're building companies. And if you build a real company with employees, you're building something that could pay you an income for the rest of your life. It can potentially spin off enough cash that you can go out and buy another house that you rent out. You can invest in other things. You can invest in other little businesses, maybe businesses in the industry. So think about it from that perspective. Maybe right now you're the guy that doesn't care about anything more than you love landscaping. You want to be the guy doing it. That's great. But try to get out from under that as fast as you can so that you're only spending a small percentage of your time on that, because I promise you, the day's going to come when you're going to wish you could take the vacations. You're going to get older. The work's going to get harder. Whatever the case may be, you want to make even more money. There comes a point that if you're the guy doing the work, your income potential hits a ceiling and you can never go past it. And then from there on, there's nothing but risk for you. If anything goes wrong, your business could be wiped out and gone because there's no backup plan for you. So